We got some Babyface Ray Ashanti playing in the background before we get this episode started. Just getting us in the mood, getting that energy right. Nice little artist out of Detroit, man. Artist with a big name out of Detroit, man. Don't know if you heard of him, but you probably need to. Man, so we gonna end it on that note, man. Shout out to Babyface Ray and Ashanti. That song is Go Hard, man. One of his latest songs, but you know, one of his most recent songs, man. That song is hot. Ooh, it's starting getting hot in a minute. It's starting hot a little bit, started turning up. Need to turn the AC up a little bit. But we're going to get this episode going and going and going. So today we're talking about stocks and one company in particular, which is very known in Detroit, which everybody knows, is DTE Energy. Yes, DTE Energy is a publicly traded company which can be found on the stock market. And I want to say they stock trade around probably like $108 or something like that, $107 currently. It's somewhere around that mark, maybe 109, maybe in the teens. Hopefully it's in the teens, because that's what we're talking about today, invested into DTE Energy. Now, I understand everybody's pocketbook may not be the same, and on certain platforms, they have various options, such as Robinhood, Cash App. Both those links can be found in the description below, but you know, for companies like that, they allow you to buy partial stock options, which means you can pay at your own rate as long as you're paying more than a dollar. And that comes at, you know, for its own fees and stuff like that. You still get dividends back, but you only get partial dividends. So let's go into that. DTE Energy is an energy company that supplies not just the city of Detroit, but Southwest Michigan and a little bit of other regions. Now, with saying this, you got to understand that you're talking about a company that supplies a whole city and a whole region of a whole state. They got an endless amount of business. So currently on the stock market, besides when COVID-19 first hit, everybody took a hit. But since then, DTE been on the uprise. And even before that, they've been showing steady increase for the last 5 years since being, you know, a publicly traded company. And like I said, a lot of people, you always want to look for companies that basically, you know, are doing good business or have a good steady cash flow. You know, for a company that basically powered the city of Detroit, I mean, unless the state deregulate the power industry or the electric industry, I don't really see how, you know, they're going to start going out of business. Even if people start to do, you know, be late on their payments and stuff like that, people are going to constantly keep paying this company because that's a necessity, it's a utility, it's something that business need, residentials need. Everybody needs, like, power, you know, to power up their house, their business, anything like that. And it's a necessity, like I said. So that's one of their business models, and that's a product that they have. They supply the community, they supply businesses, they supply the whole city. So why not make that investment? Then on top of that, like I said, you know, it's a Detroit company. My own mom, Deuce, she worked for DTE. So with her working for DTE, it was like, let's own a piece of the pie. You know, she's working, put in that sweat equity to help them, you feel me, live out their dream, build their company. Well, what she helping build, we could own a little bit of, or, you feel me? And just by buying a piece of stock, like we said in the previous episode, when you buy stock, that's literally a piece of ownership of a company. So You know, that's equity of a company, ownership of a company. So it's like by buying some stock of DTE, we got ownership of DTE. So she's working and making, you know, DTE a better company. Then it's like, boom, and you know, it all works full circle. Now, here's another big bonus about DTE too. DTE is one of those dividend companies. Yes, they're a dividend company. With the stock that I own, I don't own like multiple shares. I don't know crazy amount of shares. We ain't gonna speak like that. We gonna speak the real because it's ends, man. Make the most out of the current circumstance. So going into the situation, no, I did not buy, you feel me, like just 3-4 different shares of stock because like I said, they were priced at over $100. So long story short, when I first came into it, I bought half of a stock. Actually, I bought 0.47%, which was like $50-something. Right, so off that $50-something, I was able to get 50 cents back per dividend. As you can see, you get dividends 4 times a year, times that by 4, you make $2 off that initial investment. That's only off of 50. But you know, if you double it up, you whatever you buy it in that. So, say for example, when I paid that amount, I paid that $50-something, the actual cost, like per share that I got back was 47, was like 0.47. So say if I went the next day and they actually, like this is how the wealthy do it, and say that the market took a turn for the worse, the price actually dropped. So when I went to go buy the second half to make it a full share, I actually could pay a lot less than what I paid the week before just to do, I caught it on a good day, which is a bad day, when the price actually dropped below of what the actual average was, the weekly average, whatever the average was, it dropped below the average cost. So, long story short, I was able to save a couple cents, you know, during the whole pandemic, which is buying at 2 separate times. I bought when it was going up, but I also bought when it was going down. But since I bought, you know, both at 2 different times, I got paid the dividend for the first half that I bought. And then based off that dividend, you know, like I said, I made, you know, close to like 50 cents. With that, I was able to see, all right, well, it's a dividend-paying stock. It's constantly increasing. You feel me? It's not a bad place to put your money. And since putting it there, I think it went up like a few percent. I want to say I probably made about $6, $6, $7 just off of value. Just off the value of the stock. It went up probably like $6, $7. It went up like $1 yesterday. So for me to you, a jewel, you feel me, it could change in the next week. But if you're trying to get in where you fit in and you're trying to, you know, just try to get an understanding and trying to see what's really out there, DTE Energy, which is a Detroit energy company, as you see in the name, that's one of a publicly traded company which supplies the southeast region of Michigan, which includes the city of Detroit. And they also pay out dividends. So if your strategy is going after dividends, this is one of those type of companies you should go after. Because even though it might be a little bit more pricey, you know, paying $100, like I said, there are platforms that offer partial. You can buy partial shares. But also think about this. They also pay out a nice amount of dividends, $1 and up on average on their dividends. So you'll be getting that return back. You know, it's just one of them, you know, more chunkier dividends. But it's your boy Bass. I ain't going to talk y'all ear off. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I'm about to get ready to tune out. But go ahead and show some love. You could do that free by liking, sharing, and also using your voice because we are the voice of the culture. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you think about DTE Energy, if you know anything about it, and what you think about just investing in stock. Is it a company you want me to cover? If you want to know anything else, man, let me know, man. Shoot it in the comments below. And if you want to help, you know, help us build, help us, you know, grow, you can become a patron for just as low as $1. To all the way up to $50. And that comes with free merchandise, shout out, and more. You feel me, man? Podcast sponsorships and man, interviews and all that. But like I said, we ain't gonna talk your ear off, man. Go check it out. The links is in the description below. It's your boy Bass, and I'm out. Peace.